Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about energy, about the demand for energy in order to rebuild the industrial base. The arsenal of democracy is empty, providing for Ukraine, providing for the Gaza war, providing for the defense of the Pacific against the predators, has exhausted the arsenal of democracy, and we do not now have the industrial base in place to regenerate it in any worthy time frame. It must be rebuilt for trillions, says Cliff, and that means choices must be made in Washington, choices about where the money comes from. Cliff recommends from Green. Here he is to explain, and the fun here is that Cliff is writing a speech for the president. This is an imagined speech. What the president will say to America when he moves from green to the arsenal. Here's Cliff.
Yes, I would like him to say, I'm not in favor of industrial policy overall, but we have something called the defense industrial base, which allows us to have the material we need to defend ourselves and to be an arsenal of democracy, because we do want our allies who are fighting common enemies to be well supplied so that they are not beaten. So yes, we have to very much rejuvenate the defense industrial base. There's been some progress on that, but not nearly enough given the state of the challenges. I also say this is not in the column, John. This is going to cost trillions of dollars. And the way to get those trillions of dollars is a number of things, but one is this so-called transition to renewable energy. It's not something the government should spend trillions of dollars on at this point. It's not an existential threat, whatever John Kerry may believe. And it's not working. There are just not that many people who want to buy EVs. And if every car in America were tomorrow an EV and every internal combustion engine in America were to be junked, the climate would not change in any significant way whatsoever. We know that, not least because China does everything it does, including making batteries, using coal-fired plants, and they keep building more of them every week. And I don't blame them for that. Prosperity is what's important to them, much more so than whether the global warming is at one degree, 1.5 degree, 1.7 degree, even 2 degrees. India feels the same. And the people of Africa need electricity, and they can't get it through renewables because they're in dire poverty. Millions, tens of millions of people in Africa don't have electricity. Imagine what that's like.
Thank you.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.